on what it is. Some are, most are cut into the stone. Some actually are rounded outside of the stone. Those take a lot more effort. So that may be one of those things. If you have a special stone, that just know they may be coming back, but because it's a specialty, it might take a little bit more time.
This very day, you'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bacchamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
There you go, me cousins, the Irish Rovers and the Unicorn Song. Congrats to our winner today, Mackenzie Parkhurst. Way to go. And Mackenzie will be receiving a great prize, one of these Irish boxes from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We appreciate you listening. Thanks to Christie's. And we'll be giving you some opportunities throughout the day and a few more little ditties as well to go along with St. Patrick's Day right here on WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center, where our update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies and consigned clothing for the whole family. It's 23 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From Missouri to Mississippi, a deadly weekend across the southern part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on what happened.
At least 40 people killed from the system that brought wind-driven fires, dust storms, and dozens of twisters.
That's a tornado.
Wow. 12 people killed in tornadoes in Missouri alone. 3 people were killed in hard-hit Tylertown, Mississippi. An EF2 tornado, winds up to 111 miles per hour.
Millions of people are in the path of more potentially dangerous weather as that same storm system moves further east. The Kremlin confirms President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk this week, tomorrow probably, but Russian officials won't say what the discussions will be about. The president says they'll be talking about ending the war in Ukraine. More than 50 people were killed in a nightclub fire in North Macedonia over the weekend. Auburn, the top overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tourney. UCLA, the number one seed for the women. Play begins this week. This is ABC News. In the Middle East, tensions are escalating once again as the Trump administration orders a new round of strikes against the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. ABC News contributor and former Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard says it's meant to send a message to Iran.
There was a carrot and a stick in the comments that we've seen from the president in the past week, and that is you can either sign a piece of paper where we agree to dismantle your nuclear weapons program, or there's going to be military consequences. So this is a signal to it's not just the Houthis that are being signaled here. It's the Iranians that are being signaled here.
A French lawmaker is calling on the United States to give back the Statue of Liberty, saying the U.S. no longer represents the value Lady Liberty stands for under the Trump administration. St. Patrick's Day being marked in cities across the country. New York holds one of the oldest parades in the U.S. It steps off this morning along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan with 150,000 participants and 2 million spectators expected. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay it forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Want to find new scrapbooking products to make your pages stand out? At the Creative Outlet, our inventory changes every time I place an order. I also help make your scrapbooking affordable by adding products to my new clearance racks. This year, I am committed to bringing in new products in every category of my paper crafting area. And don't forget, special orders are always welcomed at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, find me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high of 55 today with sunshine. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 34. Tuesday, partly sunny, continued warm and a high of 62. Wednesday, that's what everybody's been talking about. Looks like some rain turning over to snow. 1 to 3 inches is right now what they're saying by late evening Wednesday, which is better than over the weekend. I think Saturday they were saying up to 8 inches. At least at this point, not right. For Thursday, 41 and Friday, 49 degrees with some light rain. The good news is, though, you can see little green things starting to pop up out of the earth. So even if we do get a little bit of rain, especially a little bit of snow, that'll help it out even more, right? After a low of 18 this morning on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're at 23 degrees.
Yeah.
you go. A little Red Akins and Don't Get Me Started, some 90s country on WRCO Radio. Well, the Badgers in the NCAA tournament have had some calls wondering when they will play. They will play against the Montana Grizzlies Thursday afternoon at 12:30. So we had a matinee game, and that'll mean a pregame of 11:30 on the radio that morning on WRCE. But I think it's a favorable seed. They could have gone a little closer to play, like what, even Milwaukee, right? But it doesn't matter as long as they win. Some good games over the weekend. I just think it's such a grind that, and for all those teams, you got to play four games in a row. That's crazy. They don't do that in the NBA or anywhere, but they do in the conference tournaments. And so, yeah, both teams had the same disadvantage yesterday. The Badgers couldn't hit. But sometimes when you are an outside shooting team, which they certainly have become that, there are days like that. So nonetheless, played well and represented well over the weekend. It was kind of a basketball lover's dream over the weekend. For high school and college and pro sports. Oh, Hank Bray is going to stop by and see if he can baffle us with his jokes here in a little bit. Right now, Brooks and Dunn.
Hey, up in the backwoods down in the holler. Feeling like a dog on a collar, keeping that chain pulled tight, waiting on Saturday night. Put on the smell good, put on Skinner, head into town like a NASCAR winner, cruising back and forth to the tasty freeze. Everywhere you look, all you see is hillbilly deluxe, slick pickup trucks, big time in a small town.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
And always the most popular request on St. Patty's Day. Check it away, Dennis Day.
Now Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. He was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood a shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before he could shout, O'Leary, look out, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, boom, boom. Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said, for goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume? Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Well, Rooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said, who drunk me drink? I lay him in his tomb. Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. O'Houlihan delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's flat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that. One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room. Before you could say the time of the day, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night. McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight. He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Sure, it was the most beautiful sight you ever did see when Clancy lowered the boom.
There you go. Luck of the Irish to you today. Dennis Day with a classic here on WRCO, WRCE. It's 24 degrees as we head toward 55. Not too bad of a St. Patty's Day forecast for today.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Richland Cattle Center is gearing up for another big sale this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca. Each week, they start with baby calves, followed by open heifers. Milk cows sell around noon. Buyers can expect a strong lineup including fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby calves. All cattle can be viewed individually before the auction. Lactating cows are milked after the sale to ensure better udder health during transport. Trucking's available as well. Overnight care is also offered. Don't miss out. Head to Richland Cattle Center this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. A good reminder to check if you're ready for a potentially life-saving screening. You can schedule your colonoscopy at the Richland Hospital and Clinics or opt for an at-home test. At-home tests are effective, although positive results require follow-up with a colonoscopy. Talk to your provider about your options.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
I'll use a trivia bell on you today, so knock it off.
Well, I tell you, that works.
Yeah, it does. It's loud.
Yeah.
Hello?
People are calling now wanting to win trivia, probably. Be careful. This has been a Those Were the Days staple since 1986.
That is impressive.
And it really did hang on Lady Bell's neck back in Aubrey Corners. Yeah, she had a collar, you know, this hung there so I could find her in the morning in the herd, see? And it's the real deal. So there was a time when I thought, well, it'll be easier just to use a sound effect. So I had like a CD sound effect of a cowbell. And I got more people, hey, that's not the cowbell. It's got a different ring to it. So you got to use the ring.
Yeah, it works though. But anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day, young man.
Absolutely.
You got your green on?
Oh, well, yeah. Can't you see?
Mm-hmm.
My teeth.
Yeah. Well. I don't have any green on except in my undies, but that's... Anyway, it's Chet's Chuckle.
Yes, it is.
Did you have a good weekend, though?
Oh, yeah, very good.
Good.
Could have been better.
How could it be any better with the family that you had?
I know. I don't know if June would say the same thing, but things
we're not going to interview her either.
No, it's Chet's Chuckle Day today.
It is. Did you get anything good?
Did you find any good jokes over the weekend? Not really.
Not sixth grade comedy again.
I go back to my old days, you know, when I was a great high school athlete.
You know what? Do you have any stories from your old high school days?
Well, yeah. Coach Dan Rice. He used to call me a triple threat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said he was never sure whether I was going to fumble, run the wrong way, or jump off sides. Triple threat, baby.
The triple threat.
It was a threat.
Not the one I was thinking about in basketball, but, hey, you know, the cautious pilot, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, passengers on a plane nervously ask the flight attendant, is this flight safe? The flight attendant smiles and says, of course, we've never had a crash before. The passenger sighs in relief until the attendant adds, well, we're due for one, though. We'll go back to the triple threat.
Yeah, I'm a triple threat. That's right.
A waiter gives a gentleman a sip of coffee. The gentleman takes a sip and spits it out.
Huh.
He turns to the waiter and says, waiter, this coffee tastes like mud. The waiter looks surprised, turns to the gentleman and says, but it's fresh ground.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not getting any better. Yeah. 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 So anyway.
Yeah. After these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, I'm going to give you a diet quiz.
Hey, oh, boy.
A diet quiz.
I'm not feeling well.
So. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
All right, Hank.
All right, diet quiz, here we come.
If you must answer yes to 10 or more of these questions, you may want to consider restricting your future calorie intake. Has your neighborhood supermarket ever offered to send for you with a limo?
Well, you know. We'll miss you.
After ordering lunch at a fast food drive-thru window, has it ever been delivered to your car on a hand truck? Right over here.
Yeah. Right, just put it in the back.
Yeah, you and I have been together a couple times, you know. And it's a good thing we had the truck with us.
Exactly. Yeah, right. We actually fit in it when we're done.
Within the last month, have you burned out more than two refrigerator bulbs? Do people often decide to follow you up on the next elevator?
Could be.
Has your fork ever come up missing?
Very much.
Yeah, I wonder where it is. You know how many of those go down the garbage disposals, too?
Oh, my goodness.
Not a good thing. Have you ever broken out in a cold sweat when you realized you were more than a mile from the nearest Taco Bell? You're going to be sweating because I think they're going to be closed for a little bit, aren't they?
I'm already
sweating. What are you going to do? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Is there a restraining order against you from the Association of All-You-Can-Eat Restaurants?
Yes, they are, Phil. Actually, both of us.
The thing that wouldn't leave. Have you ever spent a significant amount of time going from the first to the second floor on an escalator? Dragging it down. And on a recent Caribbean cruise, did the captain order you, Hank, to stay in the center of the ship? Stay right there. We're leaning to one side here.
Well,
Hank.
I got tears going down my eyes. An old man strode into his doctor's office and said, "Doc, my druggist said to tell you to change my prescription and to check the prescription you've been given to Mrs. Wilcox." Oh, he did he? The doctor shot back, "And since when does a druggist second-guess a doctor's advice?" "Well, since I found out I've been on birth control pills since February."
Boo.
That's not very good one either.
Boo. No. What do you do, Hank?
Did you find any more, Phil?
No. I know that you've been thinking about traveling, haven't you?
If I could afford it, I would like to travel, Phil.
You'd like to travel?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm sure the neighbors will chip in. Boom!
Wow. You know, I played on the football team, Phil.
Yeah.
I remember our whole football team was scared to death play against the state champions from the year before.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Even before the game started, the score was 0-0 to their favor.
But you were a triple threat.
Yeah, you were the triple threat.
A threat for something.
A threat for something. Well, that's all right. It's all good.
Sure. Do you know why? This is a sixth grade comedy club joke. Why are ghosts bad at lying?
You can see right through them.
You can see right through them.
Yes,
hey, very good.
Yes.
You're smarter than a sixth grader.
Yeah. Here we go. What you reading? A diary. What's in it? He asked. I said, "I can't tell you. A diary is highly personal and confidential, and a confidential affair. It is important that secret dreams and secret yearnings, it's private and not meant to be shared lightly with other people.
Yeah.
Besides, this belongs to Joanne."
Boom.
Yes.
On that note.
Yes. Well,
was that your kicker?
No.
But
anyway, I'm trying to get through. The triple threat one is probably the best one of the day.
I'm getting out of the way because the kicker's coming up.
I found some old love notes.
Oh, all right, boy.
And not from me or to me. It's just some old love notes. And this is one before the kicker. But it says, "Dear Charlie, I'm writing to say that I realize our divorce was entirely my fault. I still love you. I want you to know that if I ever get the chance, I will make it up to you by being the most perfect wife you've ever hoped to have. I finally realized how wonderful you are, how stupid I was to lose you."
Huh.
Signed, Beverly. P.S. Congratulations on winning the lottery.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Here's the kicker. Stand back, young man.
I'm ready.
Joanne and Debbie have a ranch.
Oh.
Yeah. They have just lost their bull. The women need to buy another one, but only have $500.
Oh.
Joanne tells Debbie, "I will go to the market and see if I can find one for under that amount. If I can't, I will send you a telegram." She goes to the market and finds one for $499, Phil. Having only $1 left, she goes to the telegraph office and finds out that it costs $1 per word. She is stumped on how to tell Debbie to bring the truck and trailer. Finally, she tells the telegraph operator to send the word "comfortable." Skeptical, the operator asks, "How will she know to come with the trailer from just that word?" Joanne replies, "Debbie reads very slowly. comfortable.
Comfortable, yeah. Right. Oh, boy.
Yep. I'm working on my quiz for tomorrow.
All right, get ready. Or I better get ready.
What do you think it's going to be on?
I think it's music, maybe.
I wouldn't go that far. Maybe an Irish jig.
Oh, yes.
St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day to you.
Hey. Yeah, and happy birthday to John Cosgrove today.
Oh, that's right.
It's his birthday.
Lucky
today.
Leprechaun,
yeah,
he is.
Yeah. So if you see him, give him a whatever you want.
But, okay.
So anyway, we'll have to go down and visit him.
A kick,
later.
Maybe.
Maybe,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you can reach him, he's usually sitting behind that huge desk, and I can't.
Hard to kick him when he's behind the desk.
It is.
Yep.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Calling all cattle producers. This Sunday at 1 p.m. is Red Fest in Bloomington, Wisconsin. With 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 Red Angus females, Red Fest has the genetics to power your operation. Come walk through the cattle this weekend and register right now with Cattle USA or DV Auction so you are ready to bid. For more info, visit redfestsale.com and check out the full sale catalog. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
This day in history, 1762, New York held its first St. Patrick's Day parade. 1969, Golda Meir took office as Prime Minister in Israel, beginning a term that would last through five crucial years in the nation's history. And in 2010, Michael Jordan became the first ex-player to become a majority owner in the NBA, as the league's Board of Governors unanimously approved a bid to buy the Charlotte Bobcats. Some notes from this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
We'll see who's celebrating with the luck of the Irish today in our birthday file. Happy birthday to Caleb Olson. There he is, from Grandma, from Chloe, from Charlie, Heidi, Shannon, Vinny, Aunt Viv, Dave, Mom, Dad, Aubrey, Daisy, Julie, Kevin, Mia, Maddie, Bentley, and Frappe. Have a great day, Caleb. Greetings today to Diane Collins-Simondal. Have a great day from the A-Team. And to Grandpa Dave Wanless. Have a great day. Love from Paisley and Aspen. A very special birthday greeting to our dear Kendi Carter. Love and prayers from Mom and Tom, along with other Thompson family members in state and out of state. To Eileen Schwartz from Lori, Mark, and Caleb. Happy birthday from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church to Kaylin Burns. From Little Willow Birthday Club, happy birthday to Susan Blazinski, along with Tricia Lewis, and also to Gina Hoferly. Happy birthday from residents and staff of Schmidt-Woodland Hills to Shirley Steinis and also to Vernon Wiedenfeld, both celebrating today. Happy greetings from Muscatine Blue River and Avoca Lions Club on this St. Patty's Day to Sarah Duffy Knapp, to Jerry Hernan Jr., Krista Miller, John Ostrander, and Olivia Wilkinson, along with Zachary Zebarth. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Dylan Luther, Katie Marshall, Will Marshall, Keaton Moore, David B., and Noah Johnson. Happy wishes to old John Cosgrove today as well, the lucky leprechaun he is. Enjoy your day, your birthday, and St. Patty's Day from all of your fans. Happy wishes to Kaylin Burns, Stella Mosier, to Sage Weil, and Vernon Wiedenfeld. Also, happy anniversary, Dan and Shirley Corbin from the Bloom City Town Crier. To Lester R. Gudgeon, 95 years young today, from all the family and all the little green men. Best of luck, and, well, maybe he'll find a four-leaf clover today. Lester, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Dan Corbin from Park Street Christian Church, and happy anniversary to Dan and Shirley Corbin on their anniversary from Park Street Christian Church. And also from Park Street Christian, have a great day, Henry and Diana Till. Happy anniversary. That's a look at birthdays and anniversaries on this 17th of March.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in southwest Wisconsin with two full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Oh, thanks for joining us today on this St. Paddy's Day. I'm pretty much fully bred Irish, but as we head along toward news time, here's a song I learned at my mother's knee or some other joint. Daniel O'Donnell.
My wife. But none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows, and some my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
My wild Irish rose.
But none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows, and some my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Yes, someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild.
Joanne Okulatz is next with the news. Phil Neal, hoping you have a great day.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 25 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Partly sunny, breezy, and turning much warmer today with a high of 55. Southeast to south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. Tonight, a few clouds are possible with a low of 34. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 18, it's 25 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A missing man was found safe Saturday. 71-year-old Ray Pulvermacher of Muscadet was reported missing to the Avoca Police Department Saturday afternoon around 1:30. Pulvermacher, who suffers from dementia, had traveled to Avoca with other members of his group home for the annual St. Patrick's Day parade, but walked away from the group. Workers from the group home searched for about an hour unsuccessfully. Avoca Police, along with deputies from the Iowa County Sheriff's Department and Highland Police, initiated a search for him. At 2, help was requested from the Avoca Fire Department, Avoca EMS, and Iowa County K-9 Phoenix. A command post set up at the Avoca Fire Station and a unified command structure was established. Responders checked roadways and railroad track areas, including a residence where the subject may have spent time in the past, but were unable to locate him. Additional resources were requested from Iowa County Emergency Management, Highland Fire Department, Highland EMS, the Iowa County Drone Team, Iowa County Tech Rescue Team, and the Wisconsin DNR. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department Communications Center sent out a message on Facebook regarding the missing man and gave out his description. A silver alert was activated through the Wisconsin Department of Justice a short time later. K-9 Phoenix discovered a track for the subject through a part of the village. Responders were broken into search groups and a grid search of the village was conducted on foot. Drones deployed and worked with the groups but did not locate Pulvermacher. At approximately 3:40, a call for assistance was placed to the Wisconsin Drone Network and to a K-9 search organization known as SOS. Officials believe the man may have entered a wooded hillside south of the village. The search was expanded to include the wooded area and the rural areas surrounding the village and around Avoca Lake. At 5:38, a citizen notified Avoca Police that a subject matching the description of Ray Pulvermacher was seen southeast of the village exiting a wooded area. The citizen offered him a ride and transported him to the Avoca Fire Department. Subject was the missing 71-year-old Ray Pulvermacher of Muscadet. Pulvermacher was uninjured and reunited with his caretakers. Avoca Police Chief Chad Knable said 10 emergency agencies and over 50 responders assisted in the incident, which lasted almost 5.5 hours. If you thought the sky looked a funny color on Saturday, you can thank Texas. The National Weather Service says the storm system that brought rain and high winds to the state on Friday also brought a batch of dust kicked up from high winds in Texas. The effect is much like the hazy air we've seen the past few years from Canadian wildfires. The dust did raise air quality alerts, but was gone by Sunday. In addition, high winds caused storm damage to several structures and homes in southern Wisconsin Friday night into Saturday morning. DPI has unveiled a site to track federal funding impacts. The page provides real-time updates, critical information, and resources related to federal funding for public schools and libraries across Wisconsin. Available tools also include real-time updates on current funding cuts at the federal level and an interactive map to view data specific to your school district. Resources also include personalized flyers that highlight the effects of federal funding for each district. More information is available on DPI's website. Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want the USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. The agency announced last week it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school fund program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency. Sean Duffy wants a review of green transportation infrastructure. The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary and former Republican congressman from Wisconsin has already frozen funding for a program that pays for installation of new electric vehicle charging stations around the state, and more may be on the way. The same memo that paused the EV charging grant program also includes a stop action on all Biden-era discretionary grants to build bike lanes and other green infrastructure, so the agency can review projects for possible removal. The memo cited executive orders issued by the Trump administration that take aim at the Biden administration's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility goals in efforts to reduce the carbon footprint of the nation's transportation system. If the child you love is hurting so badly they're harming themselves, you probably feel the pain too. Parents and caregivers may feel confused, angry, and helpless when they see signs that their child or teen is engaging in self-harm. They realize their child needs immediate help, but many have no idea where to begin. March is Self-Harm Awareness Month, and this spring break season, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants parents, caregivers, and those who work with young people to know that self-harm among those ages 10 to 19 typically increases following a return from school breaks and in the final weeks of the school year. Data on adolescent self-harm visits to Wisconsin emergency departments showed a nearly 10% increase in May 2023 compared to the previous month, and a 24% increase in adolescent visits in April 2024 compared to the month prior. Self-harm refers to intentional actions taken to hurt oneself. It may be done as a coping strategy in response to stress, anxiety, or other emotional and/or mental health concerns. While someone who self-harms may or may not have the intention to die by suicide, self-harm may put a person at greater risk for repeated self-harm, suicide attempt, or death by suicide. Alongside community-wide efforts, DHS encourages parents, caregivers, and community service providers to support youth by recognizing the signs that may lead to self-harm and encouraging open, honest, and judgment-free conversations about mental health. Signs that a young person may be self-harming include increased secrecy, emotional withdrawal or changes in mood and behavior, reduced time with peers or family members, unexplained cuts, burns, or bruises, typically on the arms, legs, and stomach, finding razors, sharps, knives, or other items that may be used to self-injure, and keeping arms and legs covered even when it is inconvenient to do so. Parents, caregivers, guardians, and others looking to help a young person who is self-harming should take the following actions. Learn more about self-harm and find self-harm resources to support you and your child. Address the problem head-on. Do not ignore the problem or treat it like a passing fad. Listen without judgment and without trying to problem solve or put things in a more positive light. They should instead focus on confirming what they are hearing young people say and recognize when professional help is needed. Find information about the signs of a mental health crisis, including when to seek immediate help, on the Crisis Services Identifying a Crisis page. The City of Richland Center, in conjunction with the Richland Center Fire Department, will be conducting a controlled burn in multiple sections of the Pine River bottoms within the city limits today, beginning around 6. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Today is Monday, March 17th. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet, died March 7th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym Wednesday from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin of the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena, died last Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Casanova, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at Westlawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Casanova, formerly of Racine. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday, March 25th at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday, March 25th, from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time of sharing will be held Saturday, April 26th, from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills following a battle with cancer. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Gary L. Dobbs, 75.
ABC
NBC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A big storm that spread across the southeast over the weekend left at least 40 people dead as a result of tornadoes, high winds, and the threat of wildfires. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what happened.
Once the smoke had cleared in Stillwater, Oklahoma, population 50,000, 74 homes had been destroyed.
Been the biggest challenge of my life.
Terry Estery has been a Stillwater firefighter for 27 years. Now, as chief, he has seen his neighbors suffer.
They've lost everything. I mean, they don't have clothes hangers, and they don't have clothes to put on those hangers, even if they did.
Dry conditions and high winds mean the fire threat is far from over. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
That storm moving toward the coast today. High wind warnings are up from Florida through New Jersey. Fire threat continues today, as Jim said, from Texas up through the Dakotas. President Trump will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow, Moscow has confirmed, as efforts continue to end the war in Ukraine. Land and power plants said to be a part of the negotiations. This is ABC News.
This is